Welcome to Christian Natural Health with naturopathic Dr. Lauren DeVille. Christian Natural Health is the podcast on how to get and stay healthy, God's way. You'll hear topics on nutrition, exercise, sleep, avoiding toxicity, meditating on scripture, what supplements to take, stress management, defeating anxiety and worry, how to reconcile Eastern medicine approaches with Christianity, and a whole lot more. Now, here's your host, Dr. Lauren.
Welcome back to another episode of Christian Natural Health. Today, I'm going to be talking about hitting a reset button in 2021. So 2020 was an unprecedented year in so many ways, and a few of the complaints I heard most often were, I can't exercise, the gym shut down, and it was too hot to work out outside, or once the gym's reopened, I can't or don't want to work out in a mask, stress levels have been through the roof, fill in the blanks on why, lost jobs, homeschooling kids all of a sudden, working from home, anxiety about COVID, anxiety about politics, etc., or I gained X number of pounds since the pandemic due to lack of exercise, comfort eating, no time, etc. So here are my general recommendations for 2021 New Year's resolutions if any of those issues apply to you. So first, let's tackle the workout thing. Work out with what you have. If you're fortunate enough to have a home gym set up, great. Make sure you schedule time to use it at least 3 times a week. A good rule of thumb is 30 minutes 3 times weekly of cardio and 15 minutes 3 times weekly of bodyweight exercise with perhaps 10 minutes of stretching after each workout, unless your bodyweight exercise includes stretching. And when I say schedule the time, I mean it. Put it on your Google Calendar or whatever calendar app you use, or if you use paper, use that. Write it down there as long as you check it often enough for it to serve as a reminder. Then guard the time like it's an appointment. You won't have to do this anymore once it's truly a habit, which takes about 2 or 3 months, but until then, you really do. If you don't have any home gym equipment, do you have any walking or jogging or biking paths near your home? Same rule applies for cardio. Just schedule it. If you have neither of these, there are a lot of apps out there that are designed for every type of exercise, most of which require no equipment at all. My favorite cardio app is 7-Minute Workout, which is mostly plyometrics, which is jumping, and who doesn't have 7 minutes a day? And there's others out there that are more challenging for cardio too, like the Nike Workout app. For bodyweight exercise, I like Home Workout, which ranges from beginner to advanced, and you can choose any body system you might otherwise work out at a gym, arms, back, abs, chest. For a bodyweight and a stretching combo, my favorites are Down Dog, which is a yoga app ranging from beginner to advanced from 5 minutes to an hour and a half, and Bar, a ballet-based exercise with the same time range settings. You can even choose your favorite music, or I choose silence and either use the time for meditation or I listen to audiobooks at the same time. So really, there is no excuse. Just schedule it or it won't happen, and then guard the time. Okay, stress management techniques. The most relevant thing I can recommend across the board is to greatly limit social media and news consumption or to cut it out altogether. If you're a news junkie, subscribe to your favorite news outlet on email, just read headlines, and then delete the rest unless there's something you absolutely must read about. If you get really emotionally involved in current politics, I would definitely encourage a complete news and social media fast for a predetermined period of time, meaning set your mind that it's going to be a certain number of days or a week or a certain number of weeks even, and then stick to it. Put it on the calendar. The trick to any sort of fast is to plan in advance how you're going to fill the time instead, though. So why not pick up a new skill or tackle your to-be-read list? Or even better, renew your mind with scripture. God's word always has the highest report, which is far and away the best stress management technique I know anyway. I also highly recommend intentional silence. The world is loud. We're used to constant stimulation, which rarely leaves time to allow our minds to rest. Intentional silence is meditation, essentially. At first, the mind wants to flip from this to that because it's used to running 100 miles a minute, and this just indicates how badly you needed the silence. Once your mind settles a little, this time can very easily become prayer time, too. If you want to hear from God rather than only talking at Him, this really is a prerequisite. If you're not used to silence, sometimes training wheels help at first. My favorite app for this is called Headspace. It's 10 minutes a day, and it teaches you to tune into your breath, into the ambient noise around you, and into your body in space. It helps you learn that your thoughts are not you, and that you do, in fact, have control over them. I like to combine exercise with silence, as mentioned above, and this works well for me, as I find exercise to engage my mind just enough that it's not easily distracted and can otherwise benefit from the mental stillness. Okay, and diet. Eat real food. Comfort food is definitely a kind of addiction, and if this is you, I'd suggest breaking down what specifically the food is doing for you so that you brainstorm alternative behaviors that meet the same craving without the associated hazards. But for many of us, it's more about convenience when life gets hectic. I get that it's easier to grab a TV dinner sometimes, a prepackaged snack, or fast food, so set yourself up for success in advance to avoid the impulse meals. Couple of rules of thumb. Number one. Once a week, stock up on your fruits and veggies. Pull out the same calendar you used for your exercise and write down when you will go to the store and when you will chop your produce for the week so that when you feel like snacking, all you have to do is grab and go. But make sure you always combine those fruits and veggies with some kind of protein to stabilize your blood sugar. So nuts, nut butters, cheese, hummus, those make the most sense for this combination. For meals, you can also prepare them in advance. Consider crock pot or instant pot meals in advance on the same day that you chop your veggies, and then just freeze them in individual portions, or else you can put all the ingredients in big freezer bags and then dump them into the crock pot in the morning so that dinner will be done by the evening. I'm also a big fan of meal subscriptions like Sunbasket, Home Chef, Blue Apron, HelloFresh, etc. These require preparation but not a lot of thought, as they tell you exactly what to do when, and they send you all the ingredients pre-measured. And also, everything is delicious and usually pretty healthy, depending on which meals you select. For lunches, learn to embrace salads. They're quick to make, they're healthy, they can be made in individual servings in mason jars and stored in the fridge at the same time you're chopping the rest of your veggies and fruits for the week. Word to the wise, though, if you're doing mason jar salads, always put the dressing on the bottom, then all the toppings and the greens on top, otherwise the greens get wilted. When it's time to eat, flip them over onto a plate and then pull the contents out with your fork. Just again, make sure you've added some kind of protein to keep your blood sugar stable. Nuts, cheese, shrimp, chicken, steak, seeds, eggs, all of these work well. If you're a breakfast person, smoothies are probably the quickest and healthiest options on the go. A basic modifiable smoothie recipe is about a cup of water, a handful of greens, a couple of pieces of fruit, one or two, a scoop of either Greek yogurt or nut butter for protein, or else a scoop of protein powder, and a handful of ice. Add these to a powerful blender like a Vitamix, and great additions here include ginger. You can just lop off about half an inch or so, scrape off the outer skin with a knife, or you could try mint leaves, you can try raw cacao powder, any of the above. Play around and get creative. So I hope this sets you up for some success in 2021 in terms of things that you can do from a practical standpoint. So here's to a better year for all of us. Cheers.
Thanks for listening to Christian Natural Health. This show is run by you. So please write in with topic and guest suggestions for future shows. For more great content, subscribe to Dr. Lauren's blog at www.drlaurendeville.com or follow her on Facebook or Twitter at Dr. Lauren DeVille. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to share it with your friends and give us a 5-star rating in iTunes. It really helps us to stand out so other people can discover great content as well. Have a great week and God bless you.
There's no better way to start your day than spending time in God's Word and in prayer. Don't know where to start? We have a free daily prayer podcast created to help you do just that. The Your Daily Prayer podcast delivers a thoughtful devotional and timely prayer to you 7 days a week. Gain inspiration, faith, and encouragement with daily messages in 10 minutes or less. To start listening now, search Your Daily Prayer on your favorite podcast app or visit lifeaudio.com.